Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into New Year's Day. January 1st, 2026 is here. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open today. We're going to have a little bit of an interactive show. We're going to talk about goals. We're going to talk about New Year's resolutions to start off here in the first hour. And I'd like to hear from you. What are some of your goals, New Year's resolutions? Especially if you have one major, major, absolutely major goal, project, New Year's resolution that you've always wanted to accomplish. Maybe you started it out working toward that goal. And basically, petered out. Lack of discipline, whatever it was, took too much of your time. Every year you basically set the goal, started working toward it, and for some reason you quite never accomplished it. One of the things that you have to look at is that there is a absolute truth about goals. Number one, you have to write it down. You have to put it in writing. You have to make a list. And you absolutely have to have that list visible. First thing in the morning when you wake up, and the last thing before you go to bed. Now, if you accomplish some of these smaller goals, don't change the list. Just put a check mark next to the ones that you accomplished, draw a very faint line through it, and then focus on the other ones. And the other ones, if they start to get a little difficult, a little bit, well, I don't have time to commit to that today. You can look at the ones that you have accomplished and say, how did I accomplish those? I stuck to it. I saw it through and I got it done. I can take 5 minutes, 10 minutes today to do this one. But most importantly, you need to share your list with your wife, your husband, your children, your closest friends, your radio family. Let's share today, make a commitment to each other, some major accomplishments we would like to accomplish this year in 2026. I'll mention it on the radio if you don't mind. Just say, please share, and then tell me what it is you're looking to do. And we can work together to hold each other accountable and support one another to make sure that we get these goals accomplished this year. I got an article actually pulled up about it. We're going to talk about it in the next segment. If you have any goals, major accomplishments, let me know. Short break, a word from our sponsors today. I'm Trucker Randy. We're going to talk about New Year's resolutions and goals. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
This is Kevin Kievsky, and I'm running for the Republican nomination for Michigan Attorney General. Our Second Amendment rights are under attack, and as Attorney General, I'll make constitutional carry a reality and defend your Second Amendment freedoms. No more permits for law-abiding citizens to exercise the rights and protect their families. I've stood up for liberty. Now stand with me to make Michigan red again. Endorse me at the March Convention to safeguard our Constitution. Paid for by Kevin Kievsky for Michigan, kevin4mi.com.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the Gun Doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the Gun Doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment on this absolutely fantastic, terrific Thursday, January 1st, 2026. I'm going to try to say 2026 like 60 times today in the show to make sure that I get my brain wrapped around this new year. This new year, I am so much looking forward to this new year. I think this is going to be an opportunity for us to be positive, upbeat, share information with people. The goal of my show this year is to be upbeat, positive, and absolutely share information with people that will make a difference in their lives. I want to help people be healthier, happier, more prosperous, lower the cost of living, and share information about candidates that we need to support in this year's election. Man, that sounds so weird. I'm so used to saying next year's election. This year's election. This year's election is going to be huge, monumental. We are electing a new U.S. senator. We are electing a new governor. We are electing a new attorney general, a new secretary of state. All the state senators and state representatives are on the ballot, as well as our congressman in Washington, D.C. At the federal and state level, basically everybody except the president of the United States. And actually, the president is on the ballot because this is going to be a referendum on how people feel about the economy. Forget 2025. It's in the past. Horrible year. Absolutely horrific year. It's over. The train starts moving down the tracks today. The one big beautiful bill with the tax cuts, with the things that we will be realizing when we file our taxes this year, is going to be huge. The refund, much bigger than what you're accustomed to. And it's going to be phenomenal. Prices will continue to come down. More jobs are going to be made available because of expansion. The amount of money coming into the United States, investment money. Build factories, build plants, build offices, do the things that need to be done by corporate America is happening. Question is, will Michigan get its fair share of the pie, or will most of that investment go into other states? Well, it doesn't matter because it will have an effect on our economy. So that's my number one goal for this show. My number one goal for this year. I want people to realize and to be told about and get them excited about this upcoming election so that we can truly, truly fix it once and for all. With the right governor candidate becoming the next governor, working with the new attorney general, the new secretary of state, we have the ability to absolutely fix much of what is wrong with Lansing. And that's what I'm going to be laser focused on. Oh, we're going to have some fun along the way. We are absolutely going to have some fun along the way. We are going to party in July, not once, but twice. 4th of July, put it on your calendar, Liberty Mountain, USA. Saturday, July 4th, it's going to be the biggest party, rock concert. Absolutely, you guys are wanting to come to this. And it's the old classic rock. It's not going to be this crazy music they call music today. It is going to be our music. So again, I can't give you the details just yet. We're working on a huge, huge concert, but it's going to be a blast. And when the three bands are done playing, we are going to have a huge, huge fireworks display. This bad boy is going to go about 20, 25 minutes of nonstop fireworks. And the finale, you won't believe the finale. It is going to be spectacular. It's Saturday, 4th of July. 2 weeks later, Saturday, July 18th, Central Lake, Michigan, we're going to have the 7th annual Fun Shoot Pig Roast. Candidates will be there. We're going to teach young people firearm safety. The ranges will be open, sighting your deer rifle. Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig is smoking the pork again for us this year. It is going to be fantastic. So that's my goals for 2026. What are yours? What are you looking forward to? What are you wanting to accomplish? What is that one big thing that you've always wanted to do and you never just quite got there? Send me a text message. Let me know. Because the first thing we have to do is sit down with a pen and a piece of paper. 2026. That's all you have to do is put at the top, according to this article, just put the year. Don't say my New Year's resolutions. Don't say my goals for 2026. Just put the year. State of fact. This is the year 2026. The biggest item that you want your brain to think about, that number one big goal, that number one big New Year's resolution you've always wanted to accomplish, make it number one. When it is in your brain that this is the number one, the first item that you want to accomplish this year, and you're not going to cross it off until it's done, will be your number one priority. Then go ahead and put some other ones down. Something that can be more easily achieved, accomplished. According to the article, as you get below the most highest priority item, start listing things that you can do. And they can be very simple. They can be something even that you do perhaps every day now, but you want to reinforce it. Brush my teeth twice a day. In the morning when I first get up and at night before I go to bed. Probably do it already. Maybe you brush your teeth in the morning, but you don't brush your teeth at night. Well, add it. Put it on there. Brush my teeth in the morning and at night before going to bed. Number three, drink a half gallon, a gallon of water every single day. Whatever you can accomplish. Get yourself a half gallon jug. Fill it up in the morning and drink it. I want to go for a walk on my treadmill. I want to go for a walk outside in the summertime. Whatever it is, write it down. Make them simple. Maybe you want to call somebody. This one is very important. You've had a falling out with a family member. It could be your mom, your dad, a brother, a sister, a cousin, whoever. Write down, call mom, call dad, call your sibling's name, your cousin's name. Write it down. Call Rick. Call him and just talk. You don't have to apologize. You don't have to accept their apology. You don't have to do any of that. Just call this person. Forgiveness is a powerful thing. According to the story, hate having an attitude towards somebody consumes your energy. Energy is limited in both the mind and body. When you release this hatred, this animosity, this grudge, whatever it is you have against this particular person, it's costing you. It's costing you energy in your mind and in your body. According to the story, there's even been some studies to show that it could lead to cancer. Negative energy killing certain cells or causing them to mutate because of the negativity is actually a thing. People under stress, people who hate, people are holding grudges, whatever, sometimes they end up with cancer or worse, a heart attack. You've got to get rid of that negative energy. Missy talks about it all the time. Stacy talks about it over at Dr. Gary Willey's chiropractic office. The laser light affects your cells and the energy in your cells. You don't think your brain holding negative energy towards somebody is not affecting you? It is. So one of my goals for this year, I am going to totally forgive everybody that has done me harm. I ask for forgiveness from everybody that they feel I've caused them harm. If they release me from that anger, that negative energy, and I release them, maybe, just maybe, we can be more positive this year. Be healthier. Have a better attitude. Treat each other better. So that's my number two goal for this year. And it is going to be something I think about every single day. I'm going to look at my number one goal for 2026, to fix Michigan. Share the information. Have fun while doing it. Have two parties for sure, if not more, and enjoy you guys. When we go to these parties together, we're going to hug, we're going to have fun, we're going to laugh, we're going to have a good time. And I hope to do it a lot this year, not just 4th of July and July 18th. But number two, forgive. Forgive Dad, forgive Mom, forgive my cousin Rick. Call them. Hey, Rick, it's Randy. I just wanted to call. Haven't talked to you in a while. Just wanted to say hello. See where it goes from there. This is going to absolutely change our lives this year. I'm getting some text messages already from you guys. We'll do the housekeeping, get them on the air here in the next segment. If you don't want me to share, just say don't share, or please share. On the hour news break of hour number one, we'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading news provider, delivering